The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
B'shem Hashem, Na'aseh v'Nasliach, Masechet Shavuot. We are beginning today's Masechet on Daf Bet. Today's Daf is being studied, Le'elu Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenehem b'Gan Eden, Ve'Eliyahu ben Allegra. This Daf is being studied, the Rifuah Shalema Dina Batzara, and the Rifuah Nara, for the Nefesh, for the Guf, for the Tekra, for the Bavichin, Yerosom, and Amar, Amen. We begin today's Daf on Daf Bet, right at the Mishnah. Happens to be, today's Daf is all one long Mishnah. There is no Gemara on today's Daf. Comes the Mishnah and begins, Shivuot Shetayim Shehen Arba. A Mishnah begins with the dinim of swears. There's a type of swear that's called a shivuat bitui sfatayim. It's a shivuat that you express with your lips. Not that it's you're in betin necessarily with monetary and things like that. It's that you swear to do this, you swear to do that. It's called shivuat bitui sfatayim. So there's two primary shivuot that are mentioned in the Torah. These two shivuot have another two subsidiary shivuot. So it's shtayim shen arba. That she explains. Shivuot shetayim shen arba. Bishvuat bitu sfatayim akatu bevayikra. Etzel korban odeh biyoret kamar kvetu perik shilishi. Okay, shtayim. Ketivi bikra. Dikhtiv lehara o lehetiv. There's two types of shivuot. One shivuot is lehara. You make a shivuot for the bad. And another type of shivua is leetiv, for the good. Mefaresh b'mishnah perik shilishi, ochal, I swear I'm going to eat. That's a good swear, that's leetiv. Lo ochal, I swear that I'm not going to eat. Lehara, that's lehara. She me'aneh et atzmo, because he's torturing himself by not eating. So those are the two shivuot that are written in the Torah, lehara o leetiv. I swear I'm going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat. Ve'uadin, lechol davar shu hen ve'lav. For that matter, any positive and negative item, the lehaba, in a future item, the lehara or leetiv lehaba mashma. From the Torah, the shivua is mashma, it's a future item. Lehara, I swear I'm going to eat. I swear I'm not going to eat. These are things that are in the future, the futuristic. And later on we're going to see that the Torah is going to include even things that are not for the good or for the bad. Stam Shivuot. From the Torah you only have two Shivuot. Nahara Udetiv in the future. Shehen Arba. So how did those two Shivuot turn into four? Yes, the Rabot Medibuya Ketuvim. We're going to see that there's extra words in the Pesukim. Because the first one Gimel. Av Tavar V'Halufo L'Sheavar. Even Shavuot in the past tense. Kegon, achalti ve'ulo achal, ulo achalti ve'achal. Which means, I swear I ate, and he really didn't eat. Or I swear I didn't eat, and he really did eat. So therefore the two from the Torah are davar ve'hepucho le'atid. And the ones from that we learned from the Pesukim, that are not explicitly are two Shavuot, the Sha'avad. In the past tense. That's how the Mishnah starts off. Shavuot, Shetayim, Shehen, Arba. Now we go to the next case. Yidi'ot at-tum'ah. Regarding knowing or knowledge regarding tum'ah, which she will explain to us what this is talking about. Again, Shetayim, Shehen, Arba. There's two explicit cases, and we really learn from those two cases an additional two cases. What's Yidi'ot at-tum'ah? There she. Yidi'ot at-tum'ah, Hiyuv korban olev v'yored. There's a certain type of korban that's called an olev yored. Rashi later on is going to explain to us what exactly this olev yored is. Mahmat tum'at mikdash v'kadashav. By entering the Beit HaMikdash, that's tum'at mikdash, when a person is tameh, or eating something that's kodesh when a person is tameh. Tum'at mikdash v'kadashav. Haketuvah etz shivuat bitui o nefesh kitega. What did he do? He got Tameh, and by mistake he entered the Beit HaMikdash, that's Tumat Mikdash, or he ate something that is Kodesh. Shtayim shen arba. Shtayim ketim edikri, v'ne'alam memenu v'hu Tameh. What's the case? V'ne'alam memenu v'hu Tameh. Mashma shet'alema memenu Tum'ah. which means he knew that he was tameh at a certain point, and then he forgot that he was tameh. So again, nitalema means he forgot, because he had a yidi'ah that he was tameh. At a certain point, he forgot he was tameh, and he entered the Beit HaMikdash. And then why did he realize after, oh boy, I was tameh, then he asked me a korban. Or he realized he was tameh, and then he forgot and ate kadashim, and after he ate the kodesh, he realized that he was tameh. So those are the two cases of the Torah. Achal kodesh alei achat, or shenichnas l'mikdash l'shtayim. The reason why it's called Yidi'ot HaTum'ah, because you have to have Yidi'ah. The only time you're going to be hayav to bring a Qurban is if he knew that he was Tameh at one point and then he forgot that he was Tameh. He has to have Yidi'ah B'Tum'ah, and then they're forgetting, and then he eats the Kodesh or he walks to the Beit HaMikdash. So those are the two cases. Shein Arba, what are the two additional cases? Yesh Terabot Min HaMikra. Means the guy knows that he's Tameh, but he didn't realize that he walked into the Beit HaMikdash, or he didn't realize that he walked ate the Kodesh. So it's the reverse cases. The first cases are on the guy. He forgot that he's Tameh. The second case is on the item, that he remembered he was Tameh, he just didn't know that he was walking into the Beit HaMikdash or the fact that he was eating kodesh. So those are the otah tum'ah, shtayim shehen, arba. Two cases explicitly in the Torah that we come out to four cases. Now we continue. The next one we should know already from Masechet Shabbat. Yitziot Shabbat, shtayim shehen, arba. When it comes to carrying on Shabbat, the cases of carrying are primarily two cases that lead to four cases. Look at the Rashi. Yitziot Shabbat, shtayim shehen, arba. הוציא מרשות יחיד לשות רבים. רק פשוט. רשות יחיד לשות רבים. למדנו מן המקרא שחייב. הוא לא יהיה חייב לדוס את שני. הריון עורב בפרק הזורך בסכת שבת. אצל ויסב משה ויעבירו כל במחנה. לא תפיקו, זה תרגום נאו. לא תפיקו מרשות היחיד לשות רבים. Don't take out from רשות היחיד לשות רבים. זהו שתיים. That's two cases right there. What are the two cases? אחד לעומד בחוץ. One guy is in the Shut Rabim, and he stuck his hand in the Shut Yad and brought it out. That's Lachutz. And one is inside, and he lifted up an item and stuck it outside. Those are two cases of Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah means you're always bringing from the Shut Yachid to the Shut Harabim. So you got the two cases? Either you're standing in the Shut Yachid, and you lift an item up and you put it in the Rishut Arabin, or you're standing in the Rishut Arabin, you stick your hand in the Rishut Yachid, and you brought it out. Both cases, the item is ending up in the Rishut Arabin, that's considered Chotza'ah. Those are the two cases of the Torah, and then watch in Arba. The Arba is going to be the reverse cases, Haknasa, where you're bringing the item in to the Rishut Hayachid. Meaning you're standing in the Rishut Arabin, right? And you pick the item and you put it in the Rishut Hayachid, or you were standing in the Shut Yachid and you put your hand in the Shut Rabin, you grabbed an item and you put it into the Shut Yachid. Rashi. Yesh l'mod me'elu shechashem shekpida Torah. Mereshut reshut bo'tza'ah. Just like the Torah was makpid. One taking things out of one domain by bo'tza'ah. Kach ikpida b'achnasa. So the Torah is worried about achnasa bringing in. V'are en shtayim. Achat lomed b'fnim. Guys, standing in the Shut Yachid. Yoshit Yadol Lachot Yotrach Vichni, so he brought it into the Shut Yachid. V'achat Lomed Bachot, so he's thinking in the Shut Rabim. V'yatsa V'natal Chavis V'mekom, he took it into the Shut Rabim, V'yoshitu B'flim, and you brought it inside V'nicho. So those again, two cases of Shabbat, of Hotza'ah, that turn into four cases of Hachnasah. Comes the Mishnah, continues. Mar'ot Nega'im Shnayim Shehen Arba. Mar'ot Nega'im. Okay, those are the Tzara'at. The Tzara'at is what? Two cases of the Torah that are actually four. Rashi. Marot Nega'im. Sheh Metzorah Mevi Alem Korban Letarato. That Metzorah can be a Korban. Shnayim Ketuvim Bamekra. Se'et Ubaheret. Ve'en Chalukim Mar'en. Okay, we're going to see what the Se'et and Ubaheret are. Shen Arba'a. Yesh Rabot Tolda Lezu V'Tolda Lezu. Good. So the Se'et and the Ubaheret, they have Toda that comes out of both of them, that comes out to four. Okay. So basically, our Mishnah discussed four cases that are Shtayim Shen Arba. Shivuot, Yidi'ot HaTum'ah, Yitziot HaShabbat, and Mar'ot Nega'im. Now the Mishnah continues. עת שיש בה ידיעה בתחילה וידיעה בסוף ויעלם בינתיים הרי זה בעולה ויורד. Oh, that's the classical case, the Mishnah for some reason skips Shivuot for now, even though we're in Masechet Shivuot, and it jumps to the case of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah. That's going to be the subject of the Mishnah. What's the case of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah? So the Mishnah gives us the classical case of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah. He knew he was Tameh. That's a Yidi'ah. He forgot that he was Tameh. Walked into the Beit HaMikdash and then remembered that he was Tameh. So you have Yidi'ah B'Tchilah, V'Yidi'ah B'Sof, V'Eileim B'Emsa. In that case over there, when he remembers that he was Tameh, he has to bring what's called the Korban Oleh V'Yored. Look at Rashi. Et sheyesh ba yidi'ah kule atum'ah kai. We're back to the tum'ah case. V'gam mefresh, amam mefresh b'den tum'ah b'resha v'yitziot. Right, period. Why is the Mishnah explaining tum'ah b'resha? V'yitziot u'marot kol hadar hadar mefresh b'sechet nida'ah. Right. I don't have to discuss Shabbat, because Shabbat already we discussed it in that Masechet Shabbat. In Nega'im also we'll discuss it in its own Pasechet. Laki lo pereshu ba'im Pasechet. Why did you know how come the Mishnah is al Ba'ak? The reason why we put it over here, because it's similar to the two that's four. We're not going to discuss Shabbat in this Pasechet. We're not going to discuss Nega'im in this Pasechet. The reason why we put it there, because it's a case of two that's four, but the Gemara is going to ask, why did you skip Shavuot and jump to Yidi'ot HaTum'ah? Next Rashi. Yidi'ah b'tchila, shiyada'a shenitma, v'yidi'ah b'sof. משאכל את הקודש, after he ate the קודש, בעלם, או נכנס למקדש, או ינת למקדש, ויצא ונודע לו שבתומעה אכל, או בתומעה נכנס, good. ויעלם בינתיים, and in between he had a forgetting. כשאכל את הקודש, נעלמה ממנו תומעה, או קודש, והכין נכנס למקדש, נעלמה ממנו תומעה, או מקדש. הרי זו, בקורבן מפורש באותה פרשה. נעצקות, הקורבן עולה ויורד. The fluctuating קורבן, it goes up, it goes down, meaning depending on the economic status of the person that made the avon, that she says la'ashir hatat behema. If he's ashir, it means hatat behema. Ulani off, a poor guy brings a bird. Ulidal shebedalim, and a very impoverished person asiri ta'ifa. He brings a asiri ta'ifa of solid. Vehi minchat chote hamura bechol makom. That's called minchat chote. That's the minchat of the sinner. וזהו לשון עולה ויורד. לעשיר עולה ולעני יורד. נדר עולה ויורד. For the עשיר it's up, and for the עני it's low. וגם מפרש מנהל ידיעה בתחילה שווה על מטה וכדית. Okay, good. So that's the case of the Mishnah. Let's read again. 1, 2, 3, third line. את שיש בה ידיעה בתחילה, וידיעה בסוף, ויעלם בינתיים, הרי זה בעולה ויורד. יש בה ידיעה בתחילה, ואין בה ידיעה בסוף. As another case, let's say you have ידיעה in the beginning, he knew he was tameh, and then he forgot, and then he went into the Beit HaMikdash and he never remembered again. He never realized that he made the avon, because he doesn't have ידיעה בסוף. That means he knew he was tameh at one point, and then all of a sudden it eluded him, he forgot about it, he walked into the Beit HaMikdash and he never remembered after that. Now how's he going to get kapara for such avon? He can't bring a korban because he doesn't know he made the sin. So it says, "Se'ir na'asa b'fnim, v'yom kippurim tole, ad shi'vada' lo, v'yavi b'oleh v'yored." So in the interim, to stave off the punishment until he realizes what he did, so the se'ir that they bring on Yom Kippur b'fnim, the se'ir p'nim, which we'll see what that means, and Yom Kippurim itself puts him in a state where the punishment will not come on him until he's able to realize what he did. I guess he has a yidi'ah, and then he can bring a korban. Olev yored. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Se'ir ha-na'asa b'fnim. Very important facts here. Shelosha se'irim na'asim l'sibur b'yom kippurim. There are three se'irim brought on Kippur. Echad matan damo l'fnim. One, they sprinkle the blood inside. V'havero mishtaleh al-azazel. The other one, they throw off the mountain. Azazel. Kamash katu b'haremot. It's written in haremot. V'echad karim b'mezuyah ha-chitzon. That's the Musaf, the Musafim. Look at two, the Parashat, Pinchas. Im Sh'ar Kol Musafi HaMo'adot. So therefore you see what? You see you have over here three Korbanot on Kippur of Sa'ir. Sa'ir Penim, Sa'ir Chutz, which is the Musaf, and then the Sa'ir La'azazim. So the Gemara is saying, or Mishnah is saying over here, that if a person has a Yidi'ah, a Ha'ilim, and he doesn't have a Yidi'ah in the end, so then the Sa'ir that's brought on Kippur, Bifnim, is going to be Mechaper, on such a avon.
tole lehagin alav min hayisurim. What is this korban going to do? It's going to protect them from the punishment. Even though he doesn't know he sinned, yesh lo lidog shekol ha-shogegim sirichim kapara lech sheyidu. Listen, when the guy finds out, he needs a kapara. Therefore, alma kodim yidi'ah anushim him. Wow. If you need a kapara when you're going to find out about it, that means until you find out about it, you're subject to punishment. Because bottom line, it's an avon. Or it's a shogeg. So therefore, the hadush is that the kippur is going to delay his punishment until he has a yidi'ah. So far we discussed two cases. We discussed the case of yidi'ah, he'alem, yidi'ah. That's a classic case of olev yored. Yidi'ah, he'alem, no yidi'ah. That's kippur and the korban sa'ir b'flim. Continue the Mishnah. Em ba yidi'ah b'tchila, aval yesh ba yidi'ah b'sof. Okay, that's another case. Let's say he didn't realize he was tamei in the beginning. So when he went into the Beit HaMikdash, it was without a yidi'ah b'chlal. And then after he came out of the Beit HaMikdash, he realized that indeed he was tamei. So this is the case. No yidi'ah entering, and then a yidi'ah. There, you need the sa'ir and the asab b'chutz. That's the sa'ir that's brought outside. That's the korban musaf of Kippur is mechaper. V'yom kippurim mechaper. It atones. Shne'emar min lebad hatat kippurim. Alma sheze mechaper, ze mechaper. Ma penimi en mechaper ela al davar sheyesh ba yidi'ah. Nafachitzon en mechaper ela davar sheyesh ba yidi'ah. Let's read what that means in Rashi. Rashi, first wide line. En ba yidi'ah betchila. Shelo yada betum'a miyamav ze. Ze lo yavo deklar korban od le'olam. Shle'en korban bo ba ela al sheyesh bo yidi'ah betchila. The guy cannot bring a korban in this case. Olev yored is only brought when there's a yedi'ah in the beginning. This guy doesn't have a yedi'ah. Okay, but he had a yedi'ah, lebasof. It says, Se'id na'asa b'chutz, v'yom ha'kippurim mechaper. V'yom ha'kippurim hu atzmo mu'id l'makomah, which means, the day itself of Kippur, plus the korban, will be mechaper. Shne'emar ki yom kippurim hu. The day itself is mechaper. Shne'emar, b'se'id na'asa b'chutz shenatat, when the Torah talks about the Sa'ir Bahutz, it says Milibad Hatat Kippurim. Hatat Kippurim is the Qurban that's brought Bifnim. That means the Torah is making a hikesh between the Sa'ir Bahutz and the Sa'ir Bifnim. What's the hikesh? Hikisham Nechal Katuv Lemech Almaz Shezem Mechaper Zem Mechaper. That just like the inner Qurban is Mechaper when there was a Yidi'ah B'tchilah, this is going to be mechaper also when there was a yidi'ah. When? Basof. The Gemara is going to say, how come it's not mechaper on the same thing? Why is this yidi'ah b'tchilah v'ziyah b'sof? But that's the kesh. That, again, the sa'ir b'fnim is mechaper on yidi'ah b'tchilah v'eit, not mechaper. I'm sorry, don't say the word mechaper. The sa'ir b'fnim is tole. It just staves off the yisurin until he has a yidi'ah l'basof. Mashiachin the Sa'ir Bahutz, that's Mechaper. Because he didn't have a Yidi'ah in the beginning. When you have no Yidi'ah in the beginning, you never bring a Korban. You need the Kippur to Mechaper for you. But he has Yidi'ah in the end, so the Sa'ir Bahutz will be Mechaper. Very good. Comes the Mishnah, continues. Ma penimi en Mechaper ela davar sheyesh bo Yidi'ah. אף חיצון מכפר על הדבר שיש בו ידיעה ועד שאין בו ידיעה לא בתחילה ולא בסוף. Oh, that's the case we didn't see yet. That's because there's no ידיעה בכלל. He don't know he was tame. He never knows he was tame. So for sure the guy cannot bring a korban. But does the guy need a kapara? The Gemara says he does. Because Barman, he did walk into the Beit HaMikdash or eat Kodesh בתומה. Albeit he never realized it. So the deen is Se'ir הרגלים וסעירי ראשי עודשים מכפרים. There's two other se'irin that we didn't talk about yet. The se'irin that you bring on the regalim, on the shlosh regalim, u'se'ire rashi chodashim, or the se'ir that we bring on Rosh Chodesh, that's mechaper for these types of avarot. Devre, Rabbi Yehuda, rashi on the bottom. Two lines of the one. Se'ire regalim. Regalim. Bechol regalim ne'emar se'ir chattat. Okay? Now, how do we know that korban is mechaper for this? We have to wait for the Gemara. So again, if a person has no yidi'ah bechlal, So the korbanot that they bring on the regalim or the sa'ir that they bring on Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Se'irei haregalim mechaperim, aval lo se'irei rashei chodashim. Oh, Rabbi Shimon argues. The sa'ir of the regalim will mechaper on this avon, but not the rashei chodashim. Aval ma se'irei rashei chodashim mechaperim. So quote Rabbi Shimon, what is the sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh mechaper on? Al tahor she'achal et tameh. New story. Adam tahor, that she says on the top line, she'achal et kodesh tameh. New story. A guy who's tahor that ate kodesh that's tameh, he needs a kapara. He's not bringing a korban. According to the Mishnah, which korban during the year is mechaper for such a avon? The sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh. Good. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Meir comes along and says, "Kol ha-se'irin kaparatan shave al tumat mikdash vekadashav." Lashi. Third line. Kol ha-se'irin kaparatan shave. Kol se'ire musafin. Ben se'ir na'asa b'chutz yom kippurin. Ben shel regalim. Ben shel rashi chodashim. Kaparatan shave. כולם מחפרים על כל בין על שאין בידיעה בתחילה ויש בידיעה לבסוף בין על שאין בידיעה לא בתחילה ולא בסוף בין על טהור שאכל את הטמא. Wow. So according to Rabbi Meir, the three se'irim, the se'ir of Rosh Chodesh, the se'ir of the regalim, and the se'ir of Kippur that's na'asa b'chutz, these are mechaper on all the cases. We have a yidi'ah b'tchila, but we have a yidi'ah b'tchila, so then already that type of item you need a korban ole v'yored. Leave yidi'ah b'tchila. It'll be mechaper on. No yidi'ah b'tchila v'yesh yidi'ah b'sof. No yidi'ah b'tchila and no yidi'ah l'besof. Or a case where a person was tahor that ate something that was kodesh. So all these cases over there, you're relying on the three se'irim. Right, which is if you had a tum'ah between one of the korbanot, the next korban will be mechaperet. Which means if you had a tum'ah between the regalim and Rosh Chodesh, so the next Rosh Chodesh side will be mechaperet. Or from Rosh Chodesh, in between Rosh Chodesh and Kippur. So the Kippur will be mechaperet. Any one of these korbanot can be mechaperet for the sins that you did in the interim. Aval sa'ir na'asa b'fnim. Oh, that doesn't work. The Sa'ir Bifnim only has one function, according to everybody. That's a case where you had a Yidi'ah B'tchila. You didn't yet realize what you did. You walked into the bet, you didn't realize. So the Yisurim will be knocked out from the Sa'ir Pinim. Once you realize what you did, then you go back to the Oleh V'yored. So Sa'ir Pinim is a case of Yidi'ah B'tchila V'en Yidi'ah B'sof. Until he figures it out. According to Rabbi Meir, all the other situations can be mechaper with any of the other se'irim. The se'ir chutz of Kippur, the se'ir rashi chodashim, or the se'ir of the shalosh regalim. Good? Comes the Gemara and says, Haya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon used to say, se'ir rashi, and not only that, I'm sorry, I will go further. And according to Rabbi Meir, a tahor that ate kadashim, בתומאה, קדשים ותמא, also, the סעירים are going to be מחפר. נראה רבי שמעון, רבי שמעון אומר, סעירי ראשי חודשים מחפרים על הטהור שאכל את התמא. says, no, סעירי ראשי חודשים, the only סעיר that's מחפר על טהור שאכל תמא, ושל רגלים מחפרים על שאין בידיעה, לא בתחילה ולא בסוף. And the רגלים is מחפרים, but there's no ידיעה. בכלל, ושל יום הכיפורים מכבר שאין בה ידיעה בתחילה ויש בה ידיעה בסוף. וואו. So קודם בישמון, each חטאת is specific to a certain sin. That's שיהיה חודשים, that's טהור שאכל את הטמא. That's חודש. Regarding the regalim, that's when there was no ידיעה, no בתחילה and no בסוף. That's you rely on regalim. And כיפור, that's when you had a yidi'ah b'tchilah, you still didn't have a yidi'ah b'sof, pending, that'll take care of that situation. So according to Rabbi Shimon, I said Pini, I'm sorry. Vadai, Seir Bahotz. We'll be Mechapera until he realizes. So you see over here what? Quantum Mishimon, each Sa'ir has a different function. Yes? And after Gemara says, Amru no. Mao shi yikribu ze baze. Sheila. Let's say, on Kippur, you designated the Sa'ir. Sa'ir Bahutz. What happened? You lost it. You lost the Korban. Now, after a while, you found the Sa'ir of Kippur that you designated. Can you bring that Sa'ir as a Sa'ir for Rosh Chodesh? 6 months later, the Sa'ir of Kippur surfaced. Now it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh has to be a Korban, yeah? Could you bring the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh now from a Sa'ir of Kippur? What's the question based on? L'cha'ora, you should not be allowed. Why? Because the Sa'ir of Kippur is mechapir on stuff that the Sa'ir of Rosh Chodesh is not mechapir. And therefore, when you designated it for Kippur, that was for Kavanah for what? Where you only had a Yidi'ah b'tchilah v'lo Yidi'ah b'sof. Now you want to use it for Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is mechapir for stuff that's a tahor she'achan, tameh. And therefore, you could argue with me and tell me that since when you designated for Kippur, it's only mechapir for those items of Kippur, you're not going to be able to use it now for a Rosh Chodesh Korban that's mechapir for something totally different according to Rabbi Shimon. Whereas according to Rabbi Meir, all the items are mechapir on the same stuff. So therefore, what do I get? Whatever Rosh Chodesh is mechapir for, Kippur is mechapir for. So therefore, if you lost it on Kippur and you found later, I'm bringing it on Rosh Chodesh. What do I care? It's the same kaparat. It encompasses the same item. But according to the Bishimon, that each item is exclusive to itself. So therefore, can you bring the Sa'id of Kippur? Can you bring it on Rosh Chodesh at a later time? Then after Gemara Mishnah says, what did he answer him? Amru lo. There's no problem. You can do it. They told him, what are you talking? The kapara is not equal. How could you bring a kippur item that's mechaper only for yidi'ah b'tchilah to bring it on Rosh Chodesh was mechaper on a tahor she'achal tameh? It's two different kaparas. How could you do it? He says there's a general commonality between all of them. They all metameh on things that have to do with entering the Beit HaMikdash or eating things that are Kodesh. So since generally they're all the same item, you can mix and match. If you didn't bring the Kippur one, you can bring it on, and it will be mekaper for its exclusive item. Since they have a commonality between them, Tumat Mikdash VeKadashav. Good? Let's read that in Rashi now. Look at Rashi. Aya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Hai de lakad la mishun de ba'ed omar amru lo mao shikrimu ze baze. Im abad si'ir shufrash shum kibun. They forgot they lost the Yom Kippur item. Venet kapiru be'ahad. Be'ahad. They used another one. And now they found the original. Venimsa ze bereg lo b'rosh chodesh. Mao shikrim l'shem si'ru shil yom. Can you bring the lost one of Kippur on the regular one on Rosh Chodesh? So he told me, yeah. So Rashi says, he'ach yekribu. Which means, how can you tell me it's good? When you designated it on Kippur, it was only mechaper for what Kippur is mechaper. How can you designate that for something else, which is mechaper on totally different items? According to Rabbi Meir, there's no problem, because all the kaparas are the same for each one of these items. זהו פלאש לקפר על שאין בה ידיעה בתחנה ויש בה ידיעה בסוף. האח יקרב לחבר ברגע שאל שאין בה ידיעה לו בתחנה ולא בסוף. או שחוץ לקפר על תורה שכן תתמה. How can this item over here of Kippur, which is only a case of יש ידיעה בתחילה, how can it מקפר on a case of רגלים, which is אין ידיעה לו בתחנה ולא בסוף, or a case of ראש חודש, which is תאור שאכל תמה. How can that work? So he says, כולן באים לחפר על תומעת מקדש גשב. כל דהו. This is a commonality in the principle that's mechaper on tumat mekdash kadashav. Even though the specific kapara is different, yachol hu dikarem. The mechaper on tumat mekdash kadashav ufrash. Because bottom line, when you designated on Kippur, it was designated for tumat mekdash kadashav. Which case? That's specific. But so long as the concept, the general concept is equal to all of them, you can mix and match if you did not bring one for the other. Wait, so comes again what the Mishnah says. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda omen mishemo.
That's the first Rabbi Shimon we have.
And there's another version of Rabbi Shimon. Stam Rabbi Shimon is who? Stam Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Every time it says Stam Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Now, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said, I heard from Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, a different shot. Well, that's what he says. Seire rashe chodashi mechapirim ala tahor she'akal et atameh. Okay, that's good. That stays the same. Seire rashe chodashim, what is it mechapir for? Atameh she'akal kodesh. Mosif alehem shel regalim shemechapirim al tahor she'akal et atameh.
The regalim is mechaper on two items. Not only tameh she'achal kodesh, but also when there was no yidi'ah, not in the beginning and not in the end. Also, that's already different. Because now we're learning that the regal is mechaper for two situations.
Mosif alem shemekamim. Kippur is even more. She'em mechaper matahol she'achal tameh. She'em ba'yidi'ah lo tameh lo besof. She'em ba'yidi'ah betchilah v'yish ba'yidi'ah besof.
Beauty. So Kippur is mechaper on everything. Regalim, 2 out of 3. Seir Chodesh, 1 out of 3. Yeah? New version of the Bishamon. 3-2-1.
Amru lo, asked the same question. Mau shiiknebu ze baze.
Can you bring one korban on the other day?
Tanat Gemara Mishnah says, Amar lehem en.
Yeah, why not? You can mix and match.
אמרו לו, אם כן, יהיו של יום הכיפורים קרבים בראשי חודשים.
He says, I don't have a problem. To bring Kippur on any of the other days, no problem, because Kippur has all three kaparot. So therefore, if you lost the Kippur korban and then found it, I don't have a problem to bring it on Regel, I don't have a problem to bring it on Rosh Chodesh, because bottom line, the Kippur is all-inclusive, it's mechaper for three. I agree with you on that, Rabbi Shimon.
אבל האק שראשי החודשים קרבים ביום הכיפורים לכפר כפרה שאין השאלה.
Exactly. How could you bring the Rosh Chodesh on Kippur? Let's say they lost the Rosh Chodesh Korban and they found it. The Rebbe was to bring it on Kippur. How you bring it on Kippur? Rosh Chodesh is only mechaper one item. Kippur is mechaper three. When you designated it for Rosh Chodesh, only designated for an item of one. And it's not going to be mechaper for the Kippur items. So how could you tell me you could use it? Yes?
מלאים כולם באים לקפל תומת מקדש וקדשה. Same answer.
Now what? The general, they all for the same concept. לקפל תומת מקדש וקדשה, and therefore you can mix and match. If you lost one, you can bring the other one for it. So therefore, so far we have two shitot in the Bishimon, what the three items are מקפל for. But regardless, the Bishimon always has a principle. You can mix and match. If you lost one korban and found it, you can bring it on a. Now that the animal will serve as the kapara for what it's supposed to be mechaper. Now the Mishnah goes on and discusses a new case.
Ba'al zadon tum'at mikdash mekadashav.
Oh, we never discussed this now. This is talking about zadon. The guy's a mezid. The guy on purpose went tameh into the mikdash, or he ate kodesh b'mezid. And zadon tum'at mikdash mekadashav.
So,
there's no korban on a mezid. So how do you get kapara on a mezid?
So it says, Sa'ir na'asa bifnim v'yom kippurim mechaperim.
Okay, very important. The sa'ir that they bring inside in the Kodesh on Yom Kippurim, and the day of Kippur itself is going to be mechaper. Okay, so you need Kippur. Now this, till now, our Mishnah was discussing a very narrow case. You're discussing Tum'at, Mikdash, Vekadashav. But that's only one of the mitzvot in the Torah. What about all the other averot in the Torah? So the Mishnah continues. Al sh'ar averot sheba Torah. And the rest of the averot of the Torah. Kalot vehamurot. I don't know what kalot vehamurot is. We gotta wait for the Gemara to explain what the kalot and what the hamurot are. Zedonot veshigagot. Whether you did it with zedon on purpose or shogeg. Hoda, whether you knew you did the Avera, Velo Hoda, or whether you didn't realize you made the Avera,
Ase lo tase. What's a positive commandment or a negative commandment? Keritot, hayav karet, mitot bedin or mitot bedin, sa'ir, mishtaleach, mechaper. Okay, that's the sa'ir that they would throw off the mountain on Yom Kippur, the Kuri mitvadeh. All the averot of Klal Yisrael, and that would be mechaper. Okay, that's a big item. So for everything else, all other sins, kiditot, mitot bedin. I guess you have to say without edim. If there was edim on a hayumet bedin, you get the sekila, which means he did a zadon. All these other items, mitzvat aseh, mitzvat lo taseh, kiditot, mitot bedin, the sin of mishtaleach is going to be mechaper. For who? Echad Yisraelim, ve'echad Kohanim, ve'echad Kohen Mashuach. That's the Kohen Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishcha. They all get kapara with the Seir HaMishtaleach. The Torah says it's not non-discriminatory. Everybody gets kapara. Oh, ma ben Yisraelim the Kohanim and Kohen Mashuach. But what is the difference between Yisrael and the Kohanim and the Kohen Mashuach? It's a funny question, because you just told me everybody's equal. Assuming they're equal in everything. And he asked me a question. So what are they different? Well, I will explain that little discrepancy over there. Mashma, they're equal in everything. Had Yisraelim, ve'had Kohanim, ve'had Kohen Mashuah, b'shemen ha'mishcha. And then you tell me, what are they different? Okay. Ela shehapar mechaper ala Kohanim atumat mekdash ve'kadasha. Let's go slow. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would bring a par for himself. And it says, Vitvadeh, he would make a vidui on his par. And it would sprinkle the blood, Bifnim. What is this vidui for? If you're telling me that all the Avonot are fixed by the Seir HaMishtaleach, so what in the world is he making a vidui on the par for? I thought everything is covered in the Seir HaMishtaleach. That the Mishnah answers, Tum'at Mikdash V'Kadashav. Till now, we learned Tum'at Mikdash V'Kadashav. If a guy went into the Mikdash and didn't realize he was Tameh, or he ate Kodesh and didn't realize he was Tameh, they have either Sa'ir, inside, outside, and all that other stuff. But the Kohen, if he does the same Avon that Israel does, his Kapara is not on the Sa'ir. His Kapara is on the Par that he brings on Yom Kippur and makes the Vidui on. Good. So therefore, Sa'ir HaMishtaleach is everything for everybody. Tum'at Mikdash V'Kadashav, for everybody it's the Sa'irim, respectively, whatever Sa'ir covers it. But for Kohen Mashuach, for Tum'at Mikdash V'Kadashav, he needs the par that he brings on Yom Kippur. Good? That's an amazing thing. Just because it's a Kohen, he needs a different korban to make kapara on the same sin that everybody else gets a kapara on a different korban. Alright, continue reading. Rabbi Shimon Omer, we finished the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, Kishem Shedam Sa'ir Na'asa Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael, Kach Dam Apar Mechaper Al HaKohanim. Kishem Shviduyo Shesel Mishnah Mechaper Al Yisrael, Kach Viduyo Shel Par Mechaper Al HaKohanim. What does Rabbi Shimon say? Rabbi Shimon says a big hadush. Look at Rashi. First wide line. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lahlok Ba, he came to argue. Al Sheomer Le Ma'la, you just told me above. Echad Kohanim, Echad Yisraelim, Shavim Bekaparat, Shahar Avram Salam Ishtalayah, Ve'en Halukim Bekaparat, and Ebut Mekdash, the only difference between Kohanim and everybody else is what? Tumat Mekdash, Kamar Rabbi Shimon, Keshem She'atam Odeh Bedam Sa'ir Apinimi. Just like you agreed to me, when you sprinkle the Dam Sa'ir Apinimi, Shemekhapir Ayisir Kaparatot, Ve'lo Shum Vidui, Ela kaparat hazayat adam she'en bevidui b'seir apenimi ela b'mishtaleya, which means when you bring the inner side, there's no vidui in the inner side. What's the kapara on the inner side? What do we say the inner side is mechaper on? Yedi'a b'tchila ve'en yedi'a b'sof. So you didn't realize it yet. So you need a tikkun. You need a korban to stave off the yisurin until you bring the korban. So what? Right, and Mizid also. And what is the Seir HaMishtaleach Mechaper? How is the Seir HaMishtaleach Mechaper? Just by sprinkling the blood. So the Mishnah says, just like the Sa'ir is Mechaper for Klal Yisrael, by sprinkling the blood, and you don't need a Vidui, just the sprinkling itself. Kach Dam Apar Mechaper Belo Shum Vidui Al HaKohanim Al Tumat Mekdash V'Kadashah.
the Kohanim, what's Mechaper on their Tum'at Mikdash V'Kadashav? The par. Everybody agrees, the par is that item. But you know what Rabbi Shimon says? You don't need vidui. Just like Israelim don't need vidui on their sa'ir for the same sin, the par doesn't need vidui, the Kohen doesn't need vidui for the par. So what do you make a vidui then for? Then what does the vidui do? According to the first rabbi, it's the vidui of the par that's mechaper for tumat kadashim v'kadashat. So I understand what you have the vidui for. But according to Mishnah, he says, nah, just like for everybody else, the sa'ir bifnim, the dam is mechaper. So too for the Kohen, the par, the dam is mechaper. Oh, so what is he making? He says, v'tvada alav. What are you making a vidui for? So she says, Aita, three lines on the bottom. Aita le vidui shel par, b'mkom viduyo shel sa'ir mishtaleach lekapel kohanim b'shar averot ve'en am kapara b'sir mishtaleach. So this one says, regular kohanim, they don't get kapara on the sa'ir mishtaleach. All the other averot, that all Klai Yisrael get kapara on the sa'ir mishtaleach, the kohanim get kapara on the vidui of the par. So it comes out like this. Comes out according to the first shita, the argument of Rabbi Shimon. He says, no, everybody gets kapara on the Seder Mishtaleach. That's Ben Kohanim, Ben Yisraelim, Ben Kohen Mashua, Mitzvah Taseh, Mitzvah Lo Taseh, Karet, Mitot Bedin, Shogeg, Zod Adon. That's Seder Mishtaleach. Oh, so then what does the Kohen have a special kapara on this par that he brings in and he makes a vidui? Oh, that's for his item. Tum'at Mikdash V'Kadashav. I thought that's covered by the Sa'ir Bifnim. That's for everybody else. The Kohen, for whatever reason, he's special. He needs his own item. Comes to Bishamon and says, nah, I agree with you that the par is for Tum'at Mekdash for Kadashav. But just like the Sa'ir for everybody else is vidui-less, you don't need a vidui and it's Mechaper, so too the par, just a spring and a blow, Mechaper for the Kohen. Also, what do you need the vidui of the par for? That's for all the stuff that everybody else gets covered by the Sa'ir Mishtaleach. The vidui of the part of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that's mechaper on the Aser, or Taser, Zadon, Amitab Bedin, and the Kiddush. We have a fantastic dialogue between Rabbi Shimon and who's arguing with him? First Shita would be, I guess, the Tanakama, which is Stamar Rabbi Meir, that is arguing on him. So that is again the Mishnah and all its ramifications. Now the Gemara is going to go back and explain each one of these cases. So why don't you just read the top Tosafot of the Masechet Shibuot. Ha delo patach ay Masechet kol kinuye Shibuot kishvuot kede patach Nedarim v'Nazir. She is when the Mishnah opened up in Nedarim, said all the nicknames of Nidarim, or all the different forms of Nidarim are like Nidarim. All the different forms of accepting a Nizirut are like Nizirut. How come when it came to Shavuot, it didn't start off? All acceptances of Shavuot are like Shavuot. Mishum detana memakot kasadik. Which means, because our Mishnah Shavuot is falling off of Masechet Makot. And I guess at the end of Makot, we discussed cases of שבועה, הוא צריך לפתוח בשתיים שנה ארבע, והועיל ולא מצא פתה בכינויה תו לו אחת של שנות אחר כך. Good, which means you're starting off telling me the Tana is really coming off from מסכת מכות. I guess at the end of מסכת מכות we discussed some cases of שבועות, so therefore we started off also שבועות, with the word שבועות שתיים שנה ארבע. It's נדרים ונזיר, it's own item. Not coming off anything. So then we started off the way we want to. But here, since it's a continuation of something we learned at the end of Makot, so therefore we're continuing it. Bim Tomar, Amay Lo Tani Yidiot Beresha, Na Bekrek Kati Beresha. How come the Mishnah didn't start with Yidiot? Because if you look in the Torah, the law of Tum'at Mekdash is written before the law of Shivuot, of Bitu Yisvatayim. So why did the Mishnah not write it in that order? או נפש שתגב אדר, או נפש כתשבע, יש לומר, תשבועות הוא עיקר המסכת. The main מסכת, by the way, זה תומעת מקדש וקדשה. The main מסכת לשבועות. זה בסדר ישועות כאה. ישועות is נזיקין. This is written in נזיקין. And the main thing we're going to learn in שבועות is making a swear, you owe me money, you damaged. So the main topic is שבועות.
Nizikin's got nothing to do with Korbanot. Nizikin's got nothing to do with Tumat Mikdash for Kadashav. So therefore, even though we're discussing a lot of Tumat Mikdash for Kadashav, the Mishnah is not doing with Shavuot to tell you this is the main item of the Masechet. That's what it's doing in Nizikin. Ve'agav Shavuot, once already we discuss Shavuot, I need Yidiot. Why do we discuss Yidiot at Tumat Bechlal? Bishum Degabe Hadadi Ketivan. It's written together in the Pesukim. If you look in Vayikra here, there's two Pesukim back to back to each other. In the case of Mikdash, Tumat Mikdash v'Kadashav, and the case of Shivua Bitui Sfatai. Since they're written back to back to each other, so the Mishnah discussed them. Look, where is the Gemara? In the Mishnah, the meaning of Shivuot Ketivim v'Kadashav v'Kadashav and Nefesh Kiteata, okay, fine, that's the second answer. Okay. Okay, the Baal Tosfot just discusses a lot of grammar. If you look at the Mishnah, our Mishnah says Shavuot Shtayim Shen Arba. Shtayim is Nekeva. Shavuot is Nekeva. Yidiot also is Nekeva. Shtayim Shen Arba. Yitziot also is Nekeva. Shtayim Shen Arba. Marot Negaim Shnayim. That's already a Shnayim. That's already a Zachar. You see the difference between the Mishnah right away? The first three are Shtayims, because they're Nekeva, and the fourth item is Shnayim. So Tosfot says, Marot Negaim Shnayim Garcina, but not Shtayim. Demar'e Lashon Zachar. Even though we're saying Marot Negaim, Mar'e is a Zachar language. That's why we use the Lashon. Shnayim, Shen Arba'a. Arba'a is also Zachar. That's one of the idiosyncrasies of the language. Arba is Nekeva, without a He. And Arba'a with a He becomes Zachar. In any event, since this last item is a Zachar, item goes Mare'e, Kedekhtiv, Etta Mare'e Agadol Azeh, Azeh. Utna Naham Yosek Negaim, Amayta Bezbeh Mekdash, Mar'ot Negaim, Rabbi Nosa, Ben Akres, Omeh, Shelosha Veshisha. Kamei Alom, Omeh, Shef'im Ushnayim. Good. So you see over there clearly that it's a Zachar language. That's just a technical point in the Mishnah. Okay, Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen, amen.